It's a real pleasure to have a couple of representatives from a bell choir with us today. I've always admired bell choirs because it's dozens of people, often, all working together to do something remarkable. And Nancy is here along with Christopher. And can you tell me a little bit about this choir?
Sure. I'm Nancy Lutz. I'm the artistic director of the Three Rivers Ringers. We call ourselves Pittsburgh's premier handbell ensemble. We are not a church-based group, as many groups are. We are community auditioned. There are 17 ringers in the group. We have an associate conductor, and I'm the artistic director and main conductor. And Christopher Powell is our managing director.
Hello.
And how? Let's just talk about you, if I may. Mm-hmm. Did you grow up in Pittsburgh, or where are you from?
I'm from Butler, Pennsylvania.
Ah, and what in Butler proper? Or
yes, yes.
Okay, because I know Butler County quite well. How were you introduced to bell ringing?
I didn't have any experience with bell ringing growing up, as most of my generation did not. When I was a young adult and a fairly new member of Mount Lebanon United Methodist, I was asked to be a substitute for the youth handbell ensemble at the church. And that just was something I enjoyed very much. And then eventually, through the course of time, about 15 years ago, I became director of handbells there.
Yeah, it's not – now, you probably – I'm guessing you know what handbells are like, but in case you don't, these bells are very precisely tuned to particular notes. These are not the little bells that you call somebody for supper with or that you ring when you want somebody to come and wait on you hand and foot on your birthday.
that's correct. it's a fine musical instrument.
It really mm-hmm. is. And I don't like to use this as a means of indexing quality, but these are probably pretty expensive, right?
Yes, they are.
What
yes.
does a bell typically run?
It depends on the size, but I think our bells are insured for over $60,000.
Wow, a set, a whole set of bells, wow.
We have over 6.5 octaves. And, of course, there are 12 bells in an octave, mm-hmm. plus the next, you know, the next.
Yes, you almost have a piano's worth of bells.
Yes, we do. Yeah. It's very similar to a piano keyboard. You know, if you think about taking the keys off the keyboard, creating a bell from each note, that's what a handbell is.
Yeah, that's about
set is. Uh-huh.
A little over seven octaves mm-hmm, with a piano, mm-hmm. and you've got nearly that many.
Yes, we do.
Can you play what it mm-hmm. sounds like? If you play it right there, we'll hear it really well. Listen to that. Now, what you need to know as you listen is the bell part of the bell is up towards the ceiling or towards mm-hmm. the sky, mm-hmm. which is kind of neat because that, after all, is where the sound is emanating from. You are used to seeing bells pointing downwards when they're rung most often. And the bell, it's actually radiating out.
Yes, the casting actually moves. And
wow.
That creates the sound.
What's it? Is it bronze?
Yes.
It looks bronze.
Alloy of brass and tin.
I'm trying to guess what note that might have been. I used to be. Is that an E? Oh, that's another octave.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
This is the one you sit in front of at the piano keyboard.
C.
This is middle C.
That's middle C.
Yeah, that's middle C.
Ricky knew it. Ricky's out there jumping up and down. She knew it. What, can I just feel one? I won't play it.
But you can play it.
I don't want to. They're heavy.
Mm-hmm, and then you mm-hmm. put your hand around the whole way around the handle. And,
the whole way.
Yeah, and just no, this way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then. Yeah. Yeah.
This is fun. This is fun. I could have a new skill here.
Here's a different instrument that we use.
Oh.
This is a hand chime.
Oh, I like that.
It's like a tuning fork.
That's
shaped like a tuning fork.
Like the NBC chime.
Exactly.
It's sort of, it is.
Clappers on the outside. Yeah, it's a tuning fork.
Yeah, it's a big
tuning fork.
Tuning fork with a little
A clapper. Yeah.
Yeah,
a clapper.
Mm-hmm. It almost looks like a stapler.
Now that's a new one.
You want to try it?
Why don't you try that? They're easier to play. When I start young children on ringing instruments, we use that chiming instrument because it's easier. And
You really need to flick the wrist as you.
Yeah, a little.
And I played percussion for a long time, and I'm realizing these are playing percussion instruments.
not to simplify it too much,
but so how do you get all these people to play? Does everybody have one or no? You've got 6.5 dozen bells and 17 players, so you must each have.
Okay.
A number of bells you're responsible for.
Back to the piano keyboard, because that's an easy way to describe what we do. Let's say you take two white keys from the piano. And I'm going to be the person who rings the middle C bell. I will also have the B that is below that. But I will also have the B flat and the C sharp be responsible for those bells.
So you've got a sector of the keyboard that you're
responsible for white notes and black notes. Mm-hmm. White keys and black keys.
And are you arranged like a piano?
Yes, basically.
I don't mean musically arranged, but on stage you're standing there.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting to think about doing this. And how can novices be somewhat effective immediately, or do you need to have some training?
You need to have a little bit of training. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure if you're a pianist or a musician, it comes much easier. But you mentioned, I've seen what would appear to be relatively inexperienced or untrained people. It seems like it would be a good way to get involved.
It's a wonderful way to teach music to children.
Yeah.
It engages both sides of your brain. We know this. And so it's just a wonderful vehicle for music education.
Do you have a sense? Now, I'm not trying to quiz you whatsoever, but
it's okay.
Do you have a sense of how many bell ringing choirs, bell choirs, I guess, there might be in the greater Pittsburgh area? Is it 50 or is it 1,000? Mm-hmm. It's probably closer to 50, right?
Probably more than 50, because a lot of churches have handbells.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. To my knowledge, there are no other community groups in the greater Pittsburgh area. If you get up into Butler County, I think there are a couple in Butler County, but I don't know of any even in Washington County or Westmoreland.
That is really interesting to think, a secular group, so to speak. I think would mean your repertoire can be a little more adventurous. What kinds of songs do you play?
We play for right now. We're playing a lot of Christmas music.
Oh, of course!
Yeah. Everyone wants to hear Christmas music.
Yeah, probably
in
silver
December.
Bells.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But during other times of the year, are you playing things like the Beatles or other?
Yes, we can. Uh huh. Yes, we do. We did a concert series last year that was music based on dance ideas. We've done one based on the classics. Transcriptions of classics. That was last spring. Anitra's dance on handbells.
And I would imagine, and this is probably a great segue to Mr. Christopher Powell, who is also here. Do you have a musical background, Chris?
Yes, actually. I went to school for music education here locally at Duquesne University. And then I got my master's degree in French horn performance down in Miami, Florida. So I come from a musical background, and this organization was very appealing to me, and it really is amazing to see them in action. And you really do want to see the Three Rivers Ringers in action. It's a well-oiled machine. They look great.
Yeah. By the way, they're performing here at the Children's Museum, and you can come and see them. Is it at 1?
The two performances today here at the Children's Museum. One is at 1 o'clock, and the other is at 2 o'clock.
Okay. So you've got time to make it here if you wish.
Yes, and we're just beginning with these concerts today, our winter concert series throughout Western Pennsylvania. And we are going to be tonight in Washington, Pennsylvania at the First Presbyterian Church, 1793. And then on Sunday, December 7th, at 4 o'clock p.m., we'll be at Sampson's Mills Presbyterian Church in White Oak, PA.
That's tomorrow.
Exactly. And then we continue with the series the following weekend on the 12th, 13th, and 14th. And on the 12th, we're at 8 p.m. at the Bower Hill Community Church in Mount Lebanon. And on Saturday the 13th, we take a quite a road trip. Actually, we're up in Emlenton, PA, at 2 p.m. at the Emlenton United Methodist Church. And then on Sunday, December 14th at 4 p.m. at St. Stephen's Church in Sewickley. And on the following weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, December 20th, we're at St. Paul's United Methodist Church in Allison Park, PA. So you can see we do get around the region quite a bit.
Yeah, you have an important job if you're booking and scheduling and doing all these things. Now, you must – do you – play or
actually everyone in the Three Rivers Ringers does this as a volunteer sort of thing, and it is incredible to see their dedication. I actually, like most everybody else in the organization, have a full-time job as well, and so I'm also the music administrator at Pittsburgh Opera.
Okay, well yes. I was going to say that given your background in music, especially as a French horn player, there's, I'm sure you want to be able to play as well.
I do, occasionally I do. I certainly do not play as much as I used to. But I still own my French horn, and occasionally we'll take it out of the case.
There's a long line of Powells in music here in the Pittsburgh area, and I don't know if you're. But do you have family members that are musicians?
My mother was a singer in Berlin. We're both both my parents are from Europe, so I'm a first generation American.
Ah.
And but I just recently learned that I have a generation before that moved to Pittsburgh of all places to work in the Pittsburgh steel industry in the late 1800s, and I discovered they're all still buried here. So I'm just discovering some roots I didn't know I had here.
That's terrific. Yeah. There's I'm forgetting first names, but I know there are some Powells that teach music here in the Pittsburgh area. Well, is there a website or a way that people can track your schedule?
Yes, and for our concerts as well, some are ticketed events and we take donations at the churches. The website is www.threeriversringers.org. Once again, Pittsburgh, it's www.threeriversringers.org.
That's Christopher Powell, and doesn't he have a great radio voice?
He
and
does.
Nancy Lutz, you do as well. And it's Nancy Lutz, right?
Yes.
Good memory today.
Yes,
for this
good.
And we'll look for you today, 1 and 3 o'clock.
1 and 2.
Or 1 and 2 at the Children's Museum. And then tomorrow?
Tomorrow we are going to be at the Sampson's Mills Presbyterian Church in White Oak, PA at 4 o'clock p.m.
Thanks to all our guests today, including the brilliant Bookworm, Cheryl Capizzuti, Theatric, and Eli Alfieri. Join us again next week. We're out of time. Join us once again for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Public Radio.